So the deal with insurance is you've got to avoid the traps. You avoid those with knowledge. Now, we went through this pretty quick, but I'm telling you, in this lesson, the meat is really thick here. There is some filet mignon. There is some prime rib in here. There's a lot to chew on, isn't there? So go back through this lesson every so often. At different times in your life, different job situations, you need to remember this insurance. The information is in this lesson. You've got the audio to go back over and over and over again inside your book, and you've also got the lesson to review. Make sure you don't let them take your dollars. The insurance companies are not evil. They're just greedy. Okay? And so you've got to watch them. You have to be an aware, informed consumer. It's the scariest thing that could ever happen to an insurance agent. I'm telling you right now, I gave you enough information in this one class to 15 or 20 times pay back easy what little you paid to go through the whole 13 sessions. You got some meat and potatoes tonight, didn't you? Thanks.
These insurance guys are great buddies. They can be some of the best friends that you ever had. I've never seen someone so friendly.
They were selling investments, and so I bought into the investments, and they said, okay, part of the thing, you got to have investments, you got to have insurance and savings, and they're like, you got to have all this to go together.
The only thing cash value is good for is the guy that's selling it to you.
That extra money you were paying for the insurance company is going into your investment, and it's going to grow rapidly.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I always thought everybody needed a burial policy, but now I know I would never have a burial policy, you know, because you're going to be covered by if you've got good term life insurance, you're going to be covered by that.
I've got to get insurance because we can save and save, but until I get there, I'd like to have something that's going to help my family in the event that I'm gone.
I think about the long-term insurance for my mother, mostly in your mother, because she's getting of
long-term
that age.
Long-term disability, and also for myself, that I don't have.
The idea of being able to pay for insurance for a nursing home. My parents, that's going to be a hard conversation that I'm going to have with them, but I've got to have that conversation with them because they haven't been planning for their retirement like they should.
Credit cards reek.